On the show today, we have Elfie's very own Daniel Gottsman and Debbie Matz. Yes, Debbie Matz, former NCUA chair Debbie Matz, who is an advisor to Elfie. They're both on the show today talking about how Elfie's technology reduces friction in today's mortgage processing arena. Great stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we have a very special show. We have a great friend of the show on today, and then we'll be talking about some mortgage processing technology stuff. But before we dive into that, let's do our introductions first. Debbie Matz, right below us here, is on the show, former NCUA chair, and now you were involved with this company called Elfie. But I just wanted to say a quick hi before we introduce Daniel as well. How are you doing, Debbie?
Great, and it's so nice to see you again. Thank you for having us on.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. You're very welcome. And then right next to me is Daniel Gottsman. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Happy to be here.
You're welcome. Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you guys here because you're talking about some pretty cool technology today about reducing friction in the mortgage processing arena, and which is also important for credit unions as well today. So it's super important. But before we get into that stuff, Daniel, if you'll grace us with a couple of minutes, I have to ask Debbie, what have you been up to since your days at NCUA? Just a quick catch up. How you been, and what are you up to these days?
Well, thank you for asking. Believe it or not, it's been about 4.5 years.
I know, time has flown.
The time has flown. Currently, I'm on the board of Stewart Title. That's a firm that many credit unions are familiar with because they used Stewart to help process their mortgage applications and to do closings. So it's nice to be on the board of a firm that's so involved with credit unions.
Indeed.
Likewise, for the two advisory boards that I'm on. I'm on an advisory board for a startup that's called Renafee.
Yes.
And they have developed an application for credit unions. They really are credit union specific for credit unions that make home renovation loans. And their application permits the credit union to make loans based on the post-rehabilitation value of the home instead of the market value,
right,
so they can make larger loans to their members.
Yeah, they've actually been on the show. They were on the show early last year. So
I know, they told me that.
Well aware of them. They're impressive group for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also on the advisory board for Elfie, and that's E-L-P-H-I, all lowercase. And that's it's a wonderful firm, and it also is involved in the credit union space. They've developed a wonderful application to streamline and expedite the mortgage lending process. And it's wonderful because it's really user-friendly, both for the borrowers and for the staff and everyone in between who touches the application.
Indeed, which is so important today as we're all like diving into digital because of what took place in 2020. So it's so important. Mm-hmm. And Daniel, that kind of segues to you. So give us a quick summary of Elfie and what it's all about and how it helps credit unions.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a fintech startup, and our mission is to streamline the mortgage lifecycle. That's kind of broad, but at the end of the day, today it takes between 45 and 50 days to originate a loan or a mortgage, and it seems almost unimaginable to us. So with our loan origination platform that touches everyone from the members all the way to the credit union staff and further down the line, we're just able to shorten the time it takes. I will also mention that one of our kind of the initial exposure we got to the credit union space happened early in 2019 when we joined at the time the Digital Federal Credit Union. They have a fintech innovation program.
Oh, the DCU fintech innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that on your website. Very
exactly.
Cool. All right, you're in good with us then. Yeah.
There you go. So they have a great program, a 12-month program.
Okay.
In downtown Boston, we were part of this program. Graduated early 2020. So that kind of got us exposure to the credit unions, how they work, the members' experience. Obviously, we got to know Debbie along the way. So we're really focused on credit unions today, trying to help them solve the issue that it takes too long to originate a loan.
Indeed. And that's Vasilios, I think, who runs.
Correct.
That. Yeah. Great. Correct. Great guy. Great organization. Mm-hmm. Actually been there and been in there. So it's, yeah, it's really cool place. I highly recommend people go visit that for sure. And Daniel, so what makes it different? What makes Elfi different from others in the mortgage processing arena? There's a lot of solutions out there, obviously, a lot of technology and stuff, but in terms of reducing the friction of what we're all looking for these days, what makes you guys different?
That's a great question. There are many solutions out there. They're all great. A lot of them are solving issues that are kind of around the main problem which we're trying to solve, which is the base where all the data is stored. We are basically using new technology and a fresh approach. And by doing so, we're bringing automation, collaborative nature to our platform, and we're supporting a non-linear process, which is basically the origination of the mortgage today. Many technologies that are being used today are a little bit older, and some of them were built initially to support a linear process. But the truth is that it is not a linear process, so our platform actually helps solve that.
And so, Debbie, now I'm getting to you because I know you've been dabbling in a lot of financial companies and obviously advisors to a couple of really up-and-coming companies, Elfi being one of them. So what attracted you to Elfi and why did you want to get involved with these folks?
Well, I was introduced to Elfi by a former Treasury Department official who knew about Elfi, was very impressed with what they were doing, and knew one about my interest in mortgages, but also about my credit union background. And so he felt it was a good connection. And it turned out to be because I was immediately taken with both Elfi and his co-founder, Elon Chalev, and what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just streamlining the process, making it user-friendly. It was just a really good fit. And so they asked me if I'd be interested in being on their advisory board.
Mm-hmm.
And as an advisor, we talk frequently, but there are actually official meetings once a month. And there are probably 8 or 10 of us with different backgrounds. Some have very extensive mortgage lending backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Some have IT backgrounds. Some have finance backgrounds. And so what we do is really give them advice, test some of the products for them, and really help them make sure that the product is effective, accurate, and is meeting the need.
Yeah. And speaking of the needs, I mean, I'm going to stick with you on this one, Debbie. From your credit union experience, what pain points does Elfi answer for today's credit unions as we all dive into the digital world?
Well, that's such a good question because, as you may know, a few years before I went to NCUA, I had been the COO at a credit union. And one of the biggest frustrations I had was expediting the loan process, the mortgage loan process. It was so frustrating, both from the user perspective, from the member who really had trouble figuring out what they were supposed to do. It was so complicated. We really had trouble getting an online product that was elegant. And from the staff perspective, it was just such a cumbersome process to make the loan. Mm-hmm. And of course, core processors do a wonderful job, but if you want to get them to change something for your credit union specifically, it's very difficult. It's timely and it's expensive. And so after I left the meeting with Daniel and Elon, I was thinking, this is so obvious. Why didn't I think of doing it? Because it's such an obvious need.
Yeah.
And it's not just an obvious need for smaller credit unions. I think there are some larger credit unions that could benefit from this as well. So, I just felt like this was a really important application that they were working on. Mm-hmm. And credit unions, as you may know, some of them tend to be shy about getting involved with new technology. And sometimes they've tried and it hasn't been a good experience. Yeah. And this is so easy to use and just is such a sleek product. And it's almost like a plug and play. That's simplifying it. But, it's just really easy. And So I was very excited about it, and I still am.
Cool. And we're all looking for easy today, especially after the year we've had. So we want easy. And the thing about having a mortgage loan at a credit union, I mean, that's one of the deepest relationships that you can have with the member. And so that leads to other business opportunities and stuff for the credit union, and just makes that relationship that relationship more sticky and more of value. So having that mortgage, so having something like this to bring that member in to have a mortgage loan at your credit union is so, so important. And having said that, Daniel, so what are some of the benefits that Elfi can provide credit unions? Obviously making the process easier for lenders and borrowers. What else is there out there for credit unions?
That's a great question. It all comes down to the member experience. First, by shortening the time it takes, obviously the member does not have to go through the manual process, uploading files over and over again.
Thank you.
Just takes them. Yeah, exactly. And moreover, it also saves resources for the credit union itself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now they can just take some of the resources that are able to save and transfer it either to the members or to another department within the credit union. So that's another benefit. I would say that it also keeps the credit unions, it helps them stay competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It is a competitive market out there. As we know, the mortgage numbers these days, origination volume is off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that you need to stay competitive. Otherwise, competitors can take away some of your potential members.
No doubt.
And finally, I will say that what we experienced when talking with credit unions is that in many cases, credit unions today are somewhat underserved by the technology companies, people from within the industry, not us specifically, because their origination volume is a little bit lower compared with people from outside the credit union space.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, they are just not a big of a customer for those technology providers. And so they're underserved. In many cases, they might have an issue, the credit unions I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So they'll have to kind of take a number, wait in line. So we're helping solve that as well.
Where are you in the process of gaining credit? Do you have any credit union clients yet? Are we still in the pilot stage, or where are you in the process?
That's a great question. We have a few in the pipeline. Some of them are extremely excited about using our platform.
Yeah.
As Debbie kind of alluded to, some of them are a bit more hesitant to be the first one jumping on the wagon, but that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But a lot of excitement. We're getting the ball rolling today.
Indeed. And we're all looking, ever since that Rocket Mortgage commercial came out where the people in front of the house and they just go, oh, I got a house. Yay. But we all know that's not reality. That's brilliant marketing. But that's kind of the holy grail that we're looking for, right? And it seems like that we're getting closer and closer to that. Is that what you're seeing, Debbie, that maybe Elfi is getting us that one step closer to that feat?
That's the goal. That's the goal to really have credit unions excited about it and understand how beneficial it is to them and to their members.
Indeed. And so,
you know, there continues to be a wide gulf between larger credit unions and smaller credit unions. And if this could help some of the smaller credit unions thrive and stay around, I think it would be great. But it's not really just for small credit unions, but certainly small credit unions can benefit from it.
Sure, definitely. And we need those small credit unions because that's the backbone of the industry, as you well know. So, and Debbie, I'm going to stick with you on this one. Working with Daniel and his team at Elfi, what goals do you guys want to achieve in the short term and even long term as well? What do you guys hope to achieve?
Well, in the short term, we're perfecting the application, making sure that we're collecting all the information that the credit unions would require and making sure that the process really works well, that there aren't any hiccups in the system. And we want to make sure that everything is accurate, of mm-hmm. course. So there's still some development going on, but long-term, I would hope that Elfi would become a significant part of the credit union community.
Yep.
And people would turn to Elfi and they want a system that really is easy to use, that has great functionality, and that will make their members happy to do business with them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's what we're all looking for. And Daniel, we'll get your take on that question as well. What goals do you guys have working there on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I support what Debbie said. She very much knows what our goals are. and I'll also share that, yes, we're all constantly perfecting our product, and we genuinely want to help credit unions, help their members, and also help the credit union staff. Today, working with so much paper to originate a loan is almost unimaginable.
Mm-hmm.
We will make the staff's life way better and the members' life way better. So that's our goal, I would say.
Good, good, good. And so, and Daniel, where can we find out more information on Elfie?
Great question. We have our website, elfie.io, okay. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, Daniel Gottesman. I'm sure that we'll add my name to the LinkedIn post.
Definitely. And we'll put all the links in the show notes so people can get right to you and check it out. And if they have any questions, they can give you a call for sure. And then last question here for both of you. Debbie, I'll let you go first. Is there anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, because I think this is, we're all looking for brilliant technology solutions that really obviously reduce friction and just make life easier for the members and the credit union as well. Anything else to add on that note?
Well, I know that credit unions get overwhelmed with pitches and they have a lot going on. But from my perspective, being able to simplify the mortgage process is really a giant step in terms of serving their members. Indeed. So I think that if they haven't done so, they really should take a look at the system they use and compare it to what else is out there to see if it's competitive. Is it easy to use as a credit union member? Am I going to be able to just jump online and fill out the application easily enough? Is the staff going to be able to process it really quickly? Mm-hmm. Or are there many steps to get involved? Is it hard to find on the website? Is it a very complicated process? And then they really got to think about whether it's time to make a change.
Right, right. And Daniel, same question. Anything else to add here? Any final words of wisdom on this?
I will just add that sometimes making a change might sound frightening. We're always happy to talk to anyone, whether you want to make the change today or in a year from now. Happy to talk to each and every person from credit union space and learn more about their pain points and help them explain to them what are our offerings.
Yeah, I'd love to check in with you guys about 6 months down the line and get like a credit union perspective on how well it worked as well. That would be really fun to do too. So maybe we can put that on the back burner for right now. But enjoy the discussion. Daniel, thank you very much. Congrats on your success already. Debbie, thank you so much for coming back on and great to see you again. And
same, anytime. It was
okay,
great.
Well, good. Well, I'll hold you to that.
Okay. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Daniel. Well done. Keep up the good work and be well, be safe. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.